Joining us is Dan Butler, the MC for the annual stud auction coming up in Water Valley. Dan, let's start just quickly with a little bit about this event. It is celebrating a milestone this year, and how did it get started?
Well, Galen, it is the 35th anniversary, so that's a big milestone for the community of Water Valley, and everybody's very proud of that. It first got started, Galen, 35 years ago, and the past auctions were basically stud fees. They would auction stud fees for various horse owners in the community. However, that quickly went by the wayside when not everybody in Water Valley owns a horse. So they decided that they would open it up to the general public and get a wider variety of auction items to be auctioned. So that's basically how it started and where it's going from here. The 35th coming up on Saturday night.
You bet. So what can people expect in terms of the live and silent auction component of this?
Goods and services have been donated by community businesses and individuals. And it goes to the community hall in Water Valley from 4:30 until 11 on Saturday. There's no admission fee, Galen, and there's something for everyone to bid on, including home and garden, agricultural, arts and crafts. They've got services, including bobcat services, hay services. There's trail rides, artworks, and yes, for you Flames fans, we even have Flames tickets. Now, the silent auction goes from 4:30 until 8 o'clock. It has 200 items in it. The live auction goes at 7 o'clock with Rod and Bill Morrison. They're a couple of local fellows, father and son. They've been kind enough to do the auctioneering for the past number of years. Last year, we raised over $30,000 for the community in Water Valley through the auction alone. So it's going to be another great event. We hope to raise that and much more this year. We'll see. We wish all of the volunteers and the many people who work for it and with it, all the best of luck this year.
You bet. What does that money go towards?
It goes to support community services and individuals in the community of Water Valley. Basically all proceeds support events and services in the community of Water Valley. An added bonus, too, is we have Bushel Barbecue. Now, they're catering. We have a cash bar. Tickets at the door are $27, and that's for the barbecue itself. If you'd rather not eat, you'd just like to go in, there's absolutely no admission. And as we said, bring your wallet, Galen, because we want everybody to bid as high as they can. You'll find something there for everybody, whether it be for indoors or outdoors, whether it be for farm, garden, or just the homemaker. There's going to be something for everybody, so make sure you come out, get an auction number, and be prepared to bid. Now, in past years, Galen, we've had MLA Jason Nixon. He has been attending as well, but this year, because of prior commitments, he won't be able to make it, so we'll miss Jason. But I would like to say and take this opportunity right now to thank Jason for his past support of this great endeavor. Jason can't make it this year, but we'll look forward to possibly seeing him again next year.
That's excellent. If people want more information, where can they go, Dan?
Well, they can just contact the Water Valley Community Association. As I said, Galen, it's coming up rather quickly. So if you'd like more information, just contact the Water Valley Community Association. Don't forget, doors open at 4:30 on Saturday. And we've got the silent auction, which begins right as the doors open. It goes until 8, and then the live auction at 7 o'clock. No admission if you don't want to eat, and if you want to eat, it's $27. Cash bar, it's going to be a great evening. I'm looking forward to seeing some old friends and maybe some new bidders again this year. And thank you and the radio station for having us on again this year. It's, it certainly means a lot and gives us that little bit of added boost and publicity that we need.